You are tuned in to Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Broussard, Louisiana. Let's catch up with Father Kyle White during the second week of the preaching series, Reboot.
Before a doctor can prescribe medicine to a sick patient, he must first determine the diagnosis. And before a computer tech can repair a damaged computer, he must first identify the cause of the problem. Last week, we began our preaching series, Reboot, with a wake-up call. We took an honest look at the declining trend of people who practice their faith. And we identified that even in Catholic country, even in Cajun heartland, Acadiana, we are quickly declining in the practice of our faith. And we're quickly following the trends that are taking place in Europe and the rest of America. We have identified the problem. We've identified the symptoms. People are no longer practicing their faith. And before we can prescribe a solution, we have to first detect the root cause of this illness. How did we get to this point in history? How and why have people stopped coming to church? Why does it seem like more and more people are losing their faith? Our homework from last week was to simply ask someone who had stopped going to church, why? And we asked this question not to condemn them and not to start an argument, but simply to get a conversation started, simply for our own educational purposes. Why? Why did you stop going to church? So I've heard a few reports this week, and some of the responses were as follows. Well, I'm just not getting much out of Mass anymore. Or, you know, the Catholic Church is really just too judgmental. Too judgmental. Or, my favorite, I just don't like our priests. Can't help you with that one. And while there's a number of reasons that people may give, I'd like to argue this morning for one reason in particular that I think is most fundamental. People are not coming to church anymore because we as a church have forgotten who we are. There's a glitch in our system. And we are facing an identity crisis. We have forgotten what it means to be Christian, and now we are reaping the consequences. In Matthew 28, it's the end of Matt's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples one final command before he ascends into heaven. These are his last words on earth. You can imagine this means that it must be pretty important what he's about to say. And he says this, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Remember that I am with you always until the end of the age." Jesus is giving the disciples four commands here. To go, to make, to baptize, and to teach. These four verbs must be really important. And in the Greek translation, we see grammatically that of these four verbs, there's one that is particularly important. It's the hinge verb that the other three verbs rely upon. This verb is more central than the others. And that verb is make. Go, therefore, and make disciples. This is at the root of his command as he ascends into heaven. And it's the most fundamental command that he has given us. We are all called to make disciples. For the past 100 years, let's say, Catholicism has been a huge part of our culture. We have done a lot of going. We have gone on mission trips. We even have gone to serve the poor in our own community, and it's very beautiful and good. We've also done a lot of teaching. We've taught catechism class. We have our Catholic schools. We've also done a lot of baptizing. We baptize a lot of young newborns here in this parish every single weekend. And we baptize adults every year at the Easter Vigil. We've gone, we've taught, we've baptized. But the question is, have we made disciples? I'd say that the reality is the fact that young teenagers, young adults who were raised Catholic are not coming to church anymore. They are losing their faith, and they're losing it fast. Our children, our grandchildren, they don't care one bit about the church. Not anymore. And I argue that it's because we have done a poor job at making disciples. In fact, to a large extent, we haven't even tried to make real disciples. And this is our identity crisis. Fundamentally, we are Christians. And at the heart of being a Christian is sharing the good news of Christ. At the heart of sharing the good news is to be missionary, to go out and to make disciples. And whenever our faith became private, whenever we expected the priest to be the only one in charge of making disciples and talking about Jesus, whenever our primary focus of our parish is to simply take care of our own needs, whenever all of these things happen, we lose sight of our fundamental call. It's time to raise the bar a little bit higher. We can expect a lot from God, but he also expects some stuff from us. We have been called to a great and important mission, and it's time for us to refocus our efforts according to what God has asked us to do. Some of you may be thinking, well, Father, that's a nice argument, but we all know the real reason why people have stopped coming to church. Many of you may point the blame at one of the obvious reasons. Perhaps it's the fallout from Vatican II Council. Perhaps it's the blame upon birth control pill, artificial birth control. Or maybe you're going to blame the breakdown of the family. Perhaps for you, you think the obvious answer is the drastic increase in technology and the overall social change. Or maybe the most obvious one this week, the horrible effects of the priest scandal. Because especially this week, we have found out that the priest scandal, it hits very close to home, which makes it even more deep and painful. And I, like many of you, don't even know what to say anymore. The words, there's just no words to express the sorrow and the pain. And certainly, all of us know we have to do what we can to, you know, restore justice, seek peace, and bring about healing. But I'm here to tell you that I'm in the same boat of confusion, frustration, and anger about the whole thing. And I, too, am looking for answers. But although many people have lost their faith completely because of this reason, rightly so, we still cannot point the blame at that for being the one and only reason why people don't come to church anymore. Because there is still yet something more fundamental at stake here. The reason fundamentally that people have left is because they never first became a disciple. And that's because the church forgot to make them so. We stopped making disciples, and that made us weak and vulnerable to all kinds of attacks from every direction. And that includes the very demonic scandals from the clergy. That includes the chaotic controversies of Vatican II. That includes the breakdown of the family and the embrace of artificial birth control and everything else that has come our way from the overall social environment. I like to think of the church at battle with Satan and his influence in the world. And if you think about battle, there are two strategies you could take. You could simply put your shield up and sit down, waiting for the enemy to attack and hoping that the enemy eventually gets tired, simply getting pounded from all directions. A merely defensive strategy. Just a matter of time until you cave. The other strategy is to be offensive, to attack the enemy head on, to get your hands dirty, to take a risk and to have courage. This is a much more effective strategy because this is how the opponent gets defeated. I've mentioned before that I grew up playing soccer, and my position was defense. And I heard all the time, defense wins championships, which inspired me a lot because the offense got all the glory. But I knew deep down that defense was the reason we would win. But again, there's two ways to play defense. You can sit back and wait for the offensive opponent to attack. You can imagine an offensive player with the ball running full speed at a defensive player who's standing there still, hoping to stick his foot out and maybe get the ball before the opponent scores. But let me tell you, this almost never works. It never works. The other way to play defense is to be more proactive and aggressive, to anticipate the offensive strategy and to beat the opponent to the ball before he even has a chance to attack. This is what makes a defense great. This is how defense wins championships. We as a church need to be more proactive than reactive. We have to actually go out and intentionally make disciples rather than sitting back on our heels, waiting for something bad to happen, and simply responding with our boring official public statements. This is not what's going to make the church survive. We have to take responsibility ahead of time, before the enemy attacks. Imagine a Catholic church who is committed to making disciples. Imagine a culture of people who not only talk about their faith, but walk with each other and challenge each other to grow in their faith. A culture of people who understood their fundamental identity as Christians to go forth and make disciples. Our Lady, Mary, Mother of God, she is a good example for us because she was the very first Christian. When she first encountered Jesus Christ, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and told her that she would be the great mother of our Lord and Savior, she immediately went in haste and she told Elizabeth the good news because she recognized that this incredible gift that she had received was not only for herself, but that it was meant to be shared. And so we can look to Our Lady as inspiration to remind us of the very primary and fundamental identity of what it means to be Christian. Our invitation for you this week, your homework, is to this week approach somebody and try to have a conversation about faith. My suggestion is this. Start with a question, because that's what Jesus did all the time. Simply ask somebody, what's your story? Simple, easy. And this question is so powerful because simply asking somebody, what is your story? This will reveal a lot about who they are and what's important to them. And you very well might get the opportunity to share your story. This gets the conversation started, and now we can take one step closer to making disciples. So in the weeks to come, we're going to talk more about our strategy. We're going to talk more about how we can get our children and our grandchildren back to church. We're going to talk more about our specific strategy on how we can actually make disciples. We're going to be looking at what we have been doing recently in the recent past, and also what we intend to do in the near future. And so I ask all of you to continue to turn to Our Lady for inspiration, to ask the Lord, help us to become disciples and to make disciples. Amen.